Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Chris, and this is your Transformers News Update from the RFC News Desk on Wednesday, September 14th, 2022. The Velocitron Speedia 500 collection, exclusive to Walmart in the U.S., has had its second lap begin in New Zealand. Velocitron's second deluxe assortment was found at retail in New Zealand, surprising literally everyone. Through data mining, we had already known the two new deluxes that would be added with this wave. There's Crasher, redecoed from Kingdom's Earth Mode Mirage and using the G1 toy-based alternate head. We've seen this one already due to questionably sourced loose samples popping up some weeks ago. Then there was Shadow Striker, except there wasn't, as it turns out. Shadow Striker was what was being universally reported, thanks to the listing reading out the first 7 to 10 letters of that name. Unfortunately, it was that pesky 11th letter that made all the difference. See, for some time now, based on the Shadow Striker idea, fans have been speculating on what mold might be used for the character, and even exactly what character might be. Shadow Striker more recently was a major character in Cyberverse, but the name was first used for a BotCon exclusive way, way long ago, and Hasbro has been seeming to like updating BotCon toys this year. Because of this, there was a great deal of anticipation for the first leak of this mysterious second extra Velocitron Deluxe to get these pressing questions finally answered. And finally, they have been answered, and the answers are not remotely what anyone expected. See, it's not Shadow Striker in this assortment, it's Shadow Strip. What is a Shadow Strip, you might rightly be asking now? Evidently, it's what they're calling G2 Drag Strip now. Yeah, so our mysterious second Wave 2 Velocitron Deluxe is a G2-inspired drag strip redeco. I'm pretty sure literally nobody called that one. Unrelatedly, the fan community has been wondering about the G2 version of Legacy Menasor pretty much since the line was first announced. It's not clear what this revelation actually means toward that end. We don't know of any successive Velocitron waves past this incoming one. While it's always possible for Walmart to maintain this branding the same way Target has for Buzzworthy Bumblebee, long past that having any remote Bumblebee relevance, there's no sign of that right now. G2 Deco Stunticons could end up being fodder for random store exclusives for whoever wants to take each individual one on, which sounds like an extremely special hell for anyone wanting to collect the hypothetical full redecoed team. Plus, G2 Motormaster seems like a tough sell, knocking on the door of $100 as it would end up being. If anything, that feels like a Hasbro Pulse-specific item like Shattered Glass Jetfire, but we're knee-deep in speculation at this point. Piecemeal distribution of G2 Stunticons is probably a more practical plan than a Titan-priced box set, for example, but already seems like it has the potential to turn a lot of people off even bothering to try. Meanwhile, while it hasn't been found anywhere yet, we do have a little more information on the Voyager Hot Rod, which will also be joining Velocitron in Wave 2. A product description for it seems to confirm what many had suspected already, that it would be a redeco of Studio Series 86. While specifics are few, the text of the description strongly suggests that new deco will be based on the G1 toy. This is, again, a disappointing outcome for those who were hoping for something a bit more creative, like the Black Focus deco used for both E-Hobby Dark Rodimus, as well as in IDW's Lost Light Comics. For now, this just leaves the identity of the second leader-class toy up in the air. Some speculation suggests it might be a multi-pack of smaller toys, owing to the limited options available for actual leader molds. But given that the speculative conclusions of Shadow Striker and IDW Hot Rod were both completely off the mark, maybe we should go ahead and turn our expectations on their heads and start thinking it'll be something like a White Astro Train redeco instead. If you'd like to support RFC, please consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/tfradio. It's the best way to help the show, and you'll get exclusive content and perks only for our patrons. If you shop at Amazon, you can also help by using our affiliate link, tfradio.net/amazon. You know the deal by now. It costs you nothing extra, but we get a little bit back for everything you buy. If you want to be part of the RFC community, visit us on Discord. We chat with our Discord members during the live recording of RFC every Wednesday night, and your comments could even be read during the show. And it's a lot of fun even when it's not podcast night, so come by and join at tfradio.net/discord.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.